Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The boys played harder than us. They played better than us. But we played hard, obviously. But they made shots. They had the momentum. They got when we were coming close back to the game, set him to the free throw line. They just play better. I don't know if they play harder. We got to play harder. So even if they play a better game, we can still win the game. We can still put ourselves in a position to win the game.
He's right. Got to put yourself in position to win the game, and they did not do that. Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We are glad to have you. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. They have got the big party coming up. The Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Rally is alive and well, and they are going to have it out there at their huge lot, which, by the way, is 280,000 square feet. But they're going to have bands over the September 4th through the 6th holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. Three full days of live music, two huge stages, seven bands a day, Cherry Pie, Bella Kane, Boogeyman, Love Monkeys, all going to be performing out there. Over 40 premium vendors. They're going to have free test rides, celebrate 117 years of Harley-Davidson's culture, and get out there during that Labor Day weekend. But if you want to ride that weekend and be a part of a lot of the different rides that are going to and coming from Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and all the riding that's going to go on in the area, go see Craig and his great staff right now to get you in a bike that's the right fit for you. They've got an unbelievable selection of new and pre-owned and pre-loved bikes that are there for you, and they're looking for used bikes. I was out there yesterday and saw their inventory, still looking for used bikes. So if you want the best price for your bike, go out and see Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. And if you want to get a hold of them, go to WISHD.com. That's WISHD.com and see everything they have to offer. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are your destination dealer. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Name, Milwaukee Basketball Insider for The Athletic. Eric, you heard Giannis's comments. They played hard, but they didn't play well. And I know he kind of takes offense to the fact that, you know, people say, well, it looks like, you know, that Orlando just played harder or wanted it more, but they did. And they looked more swift of foot. And the Bucks are in some really bad habits right now.
Yeah, I think where Giannis really draws a problem with it is that, you know, I think in the first quarter, you look at that first quarter, they obviously lose it 33-23. But the Bucks went up 8-2. They came out of the gates hard, and that was one thing that Mike Budenholzer, that Giannis really kind of emphasized after the game, is that, you know, they played hard from the start. They got a lead, and then they just got out to execute it. The Magic were able to hit a bunch of shots. The Magic had them trying to figure out what to do defensively. My story today at The Athletic, you know, I broke down. They were trying to figure out in the fourth quarter if they wanted to switch, which is something that the Bucks really never do. They were trying to figure out how they wanted to guard Nikola Vucevic. They were trying to figure out if they wanted to go under ball screens for Markel Fultz. They were trying to figure out what they should do with Terry and Frost. They just seemed like a team that, you know, all year long has known exactly who they are and exactly what they're about, that, you know, they're going to defend really hard. They're going to keep you out of the paint. They're going to probably surrender some threes, but ultimately they're going to be the best defensive team in the league, and it just wasn't there. And, you know, a big part of it is the Magic shooting really well. They shot great from the mid-range, which is, you know, a shot that the Bucks like to give up, and they hit a bunch of threes, and those all eventually, I think, sound like excuses, because at some point the Bucks just have to play better. And I think that's probably part of it. We heard George Hill after the game mention that the Bucks need to do some soul searching, and I don't think it's quite that deep. I just think they need to start playing harder. They need to start going out there and, you know, kind of giving a little bit of that extra effort. And I know Giannis takes offense to that and doesn't want to hear that, but, you know, there's just times where they're giving up offensive rebounds when they're one of the best rebounding teams in the league. And as far as offensive rebounds go, those are desire. Those are just rebounds that you want to go out and grab. So they got some things to fix. And, I mean, I know a lot of people would want to point to the fact that last year the eventual champion Toronto Raptors lost Game 1 to the Orlando Magic in their first-round playoff series. But, you know, unless it's a wake-up call, this is not something that, you know, automatically means you're going to turn it around. You actually have to make those adjustments. So we'll see if they're able to do that going forward.
Well, that, you know what? That's what I was saying, was that I don't look at this as a wake-up call. I look at this as an opportunity. I mean, you should have woken up before you got into the postseason. You should have woken up when you finally came back to the bubble. That's your wake-up call. To me, this is about the ability now to adjust and come back and actually play well. And to do the things that you did prior to you getting beat by Miami. I know people wanted to poo-poo the fact that they got beat by Miami, and then they got beat by the Lakers, and then they got beat by the Nuggets and such down the stretch. But the bottom line is they have not had success in a while. Consistent success has been eluding them for quite some time, months, as a matter of fact, since they've had back-to-back-to-back success. So, to me, they got to get back to that, right?
Yeah, they got to, and, you know, I think one of the big things going into yesterday's game was, you know, we've talked leading up to this series just how injured this Magic roster is. And then yesterday, you know, you hear Aaron Gordon's out, Michael Carter-Williams is out. And I think going into it, I struggled to figure out, you know, how is this Orlando team going to defend Giannis? How are they going to try to find a way? And I thought Steve Clifford did a really nice job drawing up the scheme for his Magic defense, that they really found a way to wall off Giannis in the same way that other teams tried to. And it was really hard. They were switching. They were showing a ton of bodies. I thought they did a really impressive job defending Giannis yesterday. And, you know, he missed some close shots that he typically makes. And I think part of it at least was because they were, you know, a little bit more physical. They were a little bit tougher defensively than I think maybe Giannis expected. Like, that was playoff, build-a-wall, strong defense from that Magic team. And that isn't something that, you know, I didn't really expect that they could do without Jonathan Isaac, without Aaron Gordon. So I think yesterday was kind of that punch in the face, and the Bucks are going to have to get up off the ground and get going. And like you said, find a way to get back to the type of basketball that they've been playing for pretty much the entire year outside of the final couple weeks of the regular season, and then, you know, what they've looked like now in the bubble.
I am looking at this team and thinking the defense really does need to lead the offense. So if that's the truth, because we've talked about this team and their ability to get up and down the floor, their ability to be able to recruit. If you go back to the series that they had with the Magic, they were creating everything off of the fast break opportunities early on when they would get up. So the question then becomes for them, can they get back defensively what it is they were doing during the regular season?
Yeah, I think they can. You look at how much talent they have defensively. Between Eric Bledsoe, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brook Lopez, you know, those are three guys that are in the all defensive conversation for the last two seasons. Chris Middleton's a fantastic defender, was the Matthews as well. You know, I think one of the things, and I've been talking about this in the lead up to the series, is I think it is tougher for Eric Bledsoe to really feel like he's a part of the defense when he has a guy like Markelle Fultz, who doesn't really shoot the ball that well, who isn't necessarily like a huge creator for the opponent, because he really thrives when he's able to go over the top of the screen. He's able to be aggressive. He's really able to kind of go after guys. And yesterday, you know, one of the first baskets that the Magic get, Bledsoe's laying off Fultz. Fultz drives right at him, and because he was playing off him, he wasn't as aggressive as he normally is. Fultz drove right by him for a baseline reverse finish, and that's the type of thing that doesn't really happen to Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe doesn't really allow that, and it's happening because, you know, he's not as aggressive towards Fultz because he's not as good of an outside shooter. So I think finding Bledsoe and getting him back to a spot where he can really be aggressive at the point of attack is big. And then, you know, I thought Nikola Vucevic, and that's what I ended up writing about, was a real problem for the Bucks yesterday. He put Brooke Lopez in some tough spots. Last week I wrote about how Lopez really likes to stay at the lane. He's one of the best rim protectors in the league. And when Vucevic is hitting shots from the outside, it makes it really tough on Brooke Lopez to make that decision of, okay, I'm going to stay here and help at the rim, or, okay, I'm going to go out and get Vucevic at the three-point line. That makes it a really tough choice. So to me, I think it's those two guys who for so long have been at the point of attack, really making a difference defensively. I think it's getting those two back to being as aggressive and you know, strong as they are defensively.
Talking, by the way, with Eric Name of The Athletic, a Milwaukee Basketball Insider. So now what? Moving forward, do you do things different defensively? Do you do things different offensively? I mean, obviously, there's pressure on Chris Middleton to perform better. Giannis, boy, I tell you what, not scoring in those last 11 minutes, still turning the ball over. There's a lot of things that this team has to correct that you really got to scratch your head and say, can they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is not going too crazy with adjustments here. You know, you're the best team in the league for a reason. And I think the big thing is you just have to get those guys right. Like, Giannis not scoring late, Chris Middleton for some reason being taken off the floor for a two-minute stretch in the fourth quarter, only playing 31 minutes on the night. Like, I think if you're the Bucks, you really have to lean into your best players. Like, that's how, to me, that's how the playoffs work. It is, in the playoffs, you play your best guys more minutes. And Giannis playing 34 and Chris playing 31 is a slight uptick, but not to me what I would expect in the playoffs. And I don't think the Bucks thought the Magic were going to be such a big problem that they were going to have to bump up those guys' minutes right away. But this is the playoffs. All these games matter. So I think, to me, the big thing is going to be Mike Budenholzer being able to remind those guys, hey, you are some bad dudes during the regular season. Those are the guys that we need, and we need you back to that form. And I think that, to me, is really the easiest way. You look at those four starters that have been so huge to their success, Giannis, Chris, Brooke, and Bled. Those four have to be at their best. You have to get more from them, and I think you got to get – if you're Mike Budenholzer, that's the message. You guys are so much better than this. Go out and play like we know you can play. Don't second-guess things. Don't do any of that. Go out there and play the way that we know you can play.
And in essence, he can't second-guess things. He can't be the leader of second-guessing and then tell them not to.
That is correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
No doubt. Eric, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Eric Name, Milwaukee Basketball Insider for The Athletic, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him on Twitter at Eric_Name, N-E-H-M. Joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDA. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDA. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.